Peizainam and Aleph quoted a brisa, Tana Rabbanan, right in the middle of Peizainam and Aleph, where there were three opinions among the Tanoim. So Rav Meir says that the Zalkamam is only chayiv misa, the punishment, if he disagrees with the Bez Nagodl regarding a matter, although it's Peizainam and Aleph quoted a brisa, Tana Rabbanan, right in the middle of Peizainam and Aleph, where there were three opinions among the Tanoim. So Rav Meir says that the Zalkamam is only chayiv misa, the punishment, if he disagrees with the Bez Nagodl regarding a matter, although which has done a chorus, which he goes to chatos, based on Xer Shalaf and the Parhalam Dovashal Tzibu. So the Gemara asks, how can it be? But there's a brisa that says that it's possible to become a Zoka Mamre if you disagree with the Bez Nagodl and almost anything under the sun, Damanim, the Dam Leda, Saraz Batim, Haramim, Erchen, Hegdeshois, Eglarufo, Peya, Koma, Leket, Shikha, Kiddush HaChodesh, Yibar Hashem, everything under the sun. So how can it be? How can it be? It's done, of course, and everything. So the Gemara says, no problem. The Gemara goes one by one and they give you a famous Machlokes HaTanaim or a famous Machlokes HaMaharaim, where in each one of these areas, where it's possible to have that this was the machlokes between the Zalkamam and the Bez Nagodl, it's possible that it'll lead up to Chorus. Even if the machlokes that they have doesn't directly relate to Chorus, as long as it relates to something which could relate to something which could relate to something, that could lead up to Chorus. The Rambam writes, even if it's 100 steps later. So not everything in the world can lead up to an issue, of course. If you have, the Gemara kept on saying, if you have a machlek is the Zalka Mamre with the Bez Nagodl regarding any issue in Dini Mominis, whether I'm entitled to the Momin or you're entitled to the Momin. So if I'm entitled to the Momin, I'll be Mekadosh and Isha shall be an Eshish Ish. Babo Aleho B'Koreis. It's a Dovish that is done of course, we should go as a Chatas. And if I'm not entitled to the Momin, you're really entitled to the Momin. So if I take the money, I'm Mekadosh and Isha, Zaini Mekodeshis. Mekadosh B'Gezel is Zaini Mekodeshis. And the same thing, each one of the cases in the Gemara. I mean, what do the other Tanoim disagree? We'll soon see. The Gemara is going to give what the other Tanoim think. So the Gemara is giving all the cases where it's possible, easy, where it's possible to have a machlokes between the Zalka Mamre and the Bez Nagodl on some famous topic that we know ourselves was a machlokes among the Tanoim, a famous machlokes among the Amoraim. So just a collection of miscellaneous Mishnayos and Brises. So we got so far till Pechesim and Aleph. Each six lines in the Gemara is another case, another machlokes. So we did the last machlekes we did before Purim was about stam charamim the kohanim and stam charamim the berak abayis. Someone said, "Hey, Zechem, he donates a tape recorder to Beis Hamikdash. He donates a karka to the Beis Hamikdash. He says it should be cherem. He says let this be cherem. He didn't say cherem a kohanim. He didn't say cherem lagavay. He just says Hey, Zechem. So what does the halacha say about that? Does the halacha say the stam charamim goes to the kohanim? Or does Tam Haram go to the Berg Abayis? So they took this Hegdish, they took this Cherem, and they auctioned it off to the highest bidder. They took the money and they divided the money among the Kohanim. So if the Halacha says it's Tam Haram on the Kohanim, so they're entitled to the money, the Kaddish and Ishim Kodesh. But if this is Hegdish, they get money, they're not supposed to give it to the Kohanim. So it's supposed to go to Hegdish. So she won't be Mekodesh. Then the Gemara goes, Hegdashis. We're about 15 lines from the top of Pechesim. The Gemara says, Was can Shainzain a machlegis by Hegdashis? What can it be a machlegis? Simple, but look to the Rablezer ben Yankev Rabbana de Tanya. And Le'el daf Yudalan on the base, it says. The Gemara has it's interesting, one of the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem is, it sounds a little bit like a Balaturim. One of the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem is, if a word appears in the Chumash several times, so you add up how many times the word says, and it adds up to a sum total of whatever number, and that has a halachic significance. Like one Tana is of the opinion in Masechus Shabbos, how do you know that there are 39 Ovis Malachas? So he says, if you start from the beginning of Bereshis till the end of Le'eni Kol Yisrael, and you add up every time it says Malocha Malachta Maleches, it adds up to 39. It adds up to more than 39. That's what the Tazis Yontav is. So the Mefarshim gives the roots of various different Manikash. But the Gemara considers that one of the Midrash HaTaron that Reshis Ben. Or it says you should be Zorik, it says in Parshas Vayikra, when you bring a Korban Chatzos, say Zorik the Dam, Al Karnois HaMizbech. So it says several times, Karnos, Karnos, Karnas. So the Tanoim add up, how many times did it say Karnos, Karnas? And it adds up to some total of 6 or 4 or whatever, and that leads you to understand how many Zrikas you need L'chatchila and how many Amaakeh B'diyevet. All Makhlegis B'Sham and B'Sil. Or all Sukkahs, Basukkahs, 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 how many Defanis you need for the Sukkah. That's considered for the Midrash HaTaron and Reshis Mem. So here the Gemara says on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, it says in the end of Chumash Vayikra that when someone is Magdish Beheime, so you Ufada Kiyarkecho, Ufada Biyarkecho, let the Kohanim assess how much it's worth, and then they should be paid. If the Bailim are paid, Maisuf Chaimish, someone else is paid, you're not Maisuf Chaimish. So how many? Then it says you Magdish Beheime Temeyo, you Magdish Beheime Tor, you Magdish Karka. Magdish this, he magdish that, he magdish este achuza, he magdish este mikna. Every time it says the koyin assesses how much it's worth, and the koyin helps you do the pigeon. So the tanoim add up how many times it says the word koyin. It says 10 times. So that establishes the halacha hakarkois tisha the koyin. That's the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin on Beis Amud Aleph, lists off the various bati dinim. You need a Bezna Gordel needs 71. Or 70, one time it says 70, one time it says 71. Bezna for Din in the Foshas is 23. Bezna for Din in Mamun is 3. Bezna for Yibar Shana, it starts off as 3, then it becomes 5, then it becomes 7. And then different Bati Dinim for all kinds of strange things. So it says, Hakarko is Tisha Bekoin. If Hekdush has Karka, and you want to assess how much it's worth for the purposes of doing a Pidyon, you have to have 10 Bezna that consist of 10 people. One of them should be a coin, and the other 9 can be Yisraelim. And that's based on this drosha, why it says hakoin, hakoin, hakoin 10 times. And I say, ein liotach amirat elo l'rabbi, so even though it says 10 times coin, you don't say you need 10 kohanim, since it says the first time coin means one coin, and each time coin is ein liotach amirat elo l'rabbi, so even Israel is good. So that's how they established this halacha, that you need a bezin of 10, even though it's unusual, it should be ein bezin shokol, rishonim es nekash, you need a bezin of 10, and the 10 should consist of one coin with 9 Israel. But that's only Hakarkoi is Tisha B'Koin. What if you pay the Metaltolin? So the Tanoim, most of the Tanoim disagree with this, Reb Leizer Meir. Most of the Tanoim say, you only add up all of the 10 Koin, Hakoin, Hakoins when you want to be paid the Karka. When you want to be paid the Metaltolin, must pick a Bezna of 3 Shamoin. Have to be Yidin. You don't need any Kohanim. And you need a Bezna of 3. And this Reb Leizer Meir says, no, Manish Tana. If you're adding up all the 10 Kohanim for Karkas, you should add up all the 10 Kohanim for the Metaltolin also. So it's a machloekes hatanaim, whether the assessment of the hegdish for the purpose of pidyon metaltalim requires a bezin of 10, the same as karkos, so it's sufficient with a bezin of 3. So that's what he says, the tanya of lez miyankvim, afilu tzinoir shel hegdish, somebody donated a fork to the Beis HaMikdosh and they want to be part of how much is the fork worth? We're not talking about real estate, karka that's worth millions of dollars, a fork, a tzinoir, or a pitchfork, whatever, even if it's a dova hamitalto, tzvich asor ben yodim levdoisa. You need a minyan, you need a bezin that consists of 10, 9 Yisrael and 1 coin, to accomplish the pidyon. So that's the shaila. What if they went ahead and they were part of the hegdish? They assessed how much the hegdish was worth with a bezin of 3. They didn't do a bezin of 10. So Rav Lezer Meyankiv would hold it's even ma'akeh b'diyevet. That's the mashmos in the Gemara. Rav Lezer Meyankiv would hold that it's ma'akeh b'diyevet. The pidyon is not even chal. Because the shuma that they established based on a bezin of 3 is not an acceptable shuma. So the pidyon is not chal, and then if someone's going to take it, it'll be mekadosh and ishus, so she won't be mekudeshes because it's still hekdesh. But if you all like the psak halacha, like the chachamim, so the pidyon was a good pidyon, and shoin is good. On the right hand side, they tell you to look in the Tosfos and Torah has a famous kasha that all achrayim matzeh an akasha. Tosfos akasha. What do you mean? The bezdin for the shuma is makib b'diyevet. The bezdin of 3 or the bezdin of 10 is makib b'diyevet. The Gemara says, "Ein oinor lehekdeshes." The din of oinor, if I sell a pair of glasses, I sell a Gemara, I charge $100 for the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't sell for $100. So if I charge way more, way less than it should cost, so there are dinim of oinor. If it's shtus, it's yesem shtus. Sometimes it's bottle mekach. So despite the fact that by hedyot chisim kermim kolam isecha karam yam isecha al tonu lishesochiv, when you're selling or you're buying la misecha, then there's a din of aynor, then there's a prohibition of aynor. And then the Gemara says also there's a penalty of aynor. The penalty is if it's yes and mishtus, if one fooled the other one way off from the correct price, it's bottle mekach. The whole mekach, he has a right to back out from the whole deal. So the Gemara, the Mishnah in Hazohav, Darshan's from the Pasuk, only la misecha. But if you're selling to Hegdish, the din of aynor doesn't apply. What do you mean the din of aynor doesn't apply? It's muta to cheat Hegdish? Of course it's not muta to cheat Hegdish. It means the penalty of aynor doesn't apply. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. How did the Tanaim know that there is bechlal a penalty of aynor? It doesn't say in the Chumash anywhere. With the whole din, if it's shtus, kona, or machzor aynor, there's a penalty. You have to reimburse the fellow how much you cheated him. And if it's yesem shtus, if you charge way more than way off from the price, way more than way too much or too little, then it's bottom mecca. Where did the Tanaim get all of this from? So the answer is la misar al kasav al lachacham. They left it up to Chacham. They left what up to the Chacham? It doesn't say bechlal there's any penalty. Who states in pasuk that there's a penalty? So that's what the Minchas Chinuch says, because the pasuk is memayit hegdish, and so late zech nishtach and seichel to say that it's mutar lachatchila to cheat hegdish. Of course, it's also lachatchila. But the pasuk is memayit chisim kara amsech akona miyad amisech. Miyad means davar nikta miyad liyad. The din of aynor only applies to metaltalim. There's no din of aynor by karka. What do you mean? It's mutar lachatchila to cheat the other fellow if you're selling real estate. Of course it's also, the pasuk gives you the dogma. It says if you're selling karka, keep in mind that he is only going to keep till yovel. When it comes yovel, he has to give it back. It says beferish you shouldn't charge too much because he's only going to keep it until yovel. So it says beferish that there's a lav of aynor by karka. How can the tanaim darshan from the pasuk miyad amisecha davanik miyad miyad liyad to the exclusion of karka? So that's what the Ramban Chumash and the Sfarno, all the Mefarshim Chumash is that kash. So the Minchas Chinuch has a whole arichas on the Ramban. It says the teretz is that this is where the Tanoim saw that there's a penalty. There are two dinim in aynor. There's a lav of aynor. The lav of aynor applies equally. And akum also. The Gemara says lamisecha prat laakum. The first daf and the second teretz in Chorus. There's no din of aynor laakum. What do you mean? It's mutar lachatchila up tzenar and anachri. Of course there's an iser aynor. How can you say that there's no din of aynor by akum? So it means all of these three miyutim, the karka with the hekdeshes, with the akum, Amiyutim vis-a-vis the penalty. Where does it say penalty? Here it is. We're reading in between the lines. And in addition to the prohibition of Aynor, there's an Issa, and then there's a penalty, a Knas. What should be the nature of the Knas doesn't say. So that's Takalot Misar HaKos V'Allah HaChamim. Misar HaChamim had a whole system. If it's Bachas Mishtus, there's no Knas. If it's a Shtus Kona Machzor Aynor, the penalty is that he has to reimburse him. If it's Yesem Mishtus, the penalty is so more severe that if he wants to, he can back out and guns him from the whole deal. So the Gemara learns that the Mishnah in Hazohar establishes based on that pasuk lamisecha prat laakum and prat lahegdish that there's no penalty of aynor by hegdish. So Shmuel says in the Gemara hegdish shav imana, hegdish is worth $100. Shechila shav pruta, you put the hegdish on a penny. It's worth $100 and you put it on a penny. Way and ganzen kakai, a million times more, a million times less than he should have paid. So it says mechulu. It works in both directions. The Raman quotes in the Yishami, it works in both directions. If the Hegdish is worth a penny and the Hegdish cheated you and you gave $1 million, or the Hegdish is worth $1 million and you gave a penny, in either direction, the din is that it's Mechulam. But the Yevid, you leave it like that. That's based on the principle of Ein Oinor Lehegdishes, that the Knas of Oinor, the Isser of Oinor does apply, but the Knas of Oinor doesn't apply to Hegdeshes. The Gemara says in Erech and Bizman Azeh, even the Issa doesn't apply. Let's say some Chacham is Magdish, his mansion, to Hegdish today. So what can Hegdish do with it? We don't have any Beis HaMikdash. What are we going to do? You're going to leave the mansion empty. No one's going to use it. For sure, someone's going to forget they're going to be Moel by Hegdish. So the Gemara says, we would recommend that you should be paid to the Hegdish. So what's he going to do? He's going to take out $1 million and be paid to the Hegdish. What's he going to do with $1 million? Right then, $1 million is going to get lost. Someone's going to use the money. Oh, so the answer is take $1 million, be paid, and then burn $1 million. Then burn it, or throw the money into the Yama Melchus. Hashad Begel, Hegdish is not gaining anything. So why should I be paid at the Hegdish on $1 million, Bishavio, and then destroy the Hegdish money, because no one can use it anyway. It's a Hashad. So the Gemara says, Bizman Azeh, there isn't even any Yisr to be paid at the Hegdish of $1 million on a Shavah Pruta. So Bizman Azeh, you even allow it L'chatchila because there's no Pseida there. That's why Maisa Sheni, we do it all the time. Maisa Sheni, we do it all the time. That's what Tosis writes. And the Gemara never says Tosfos become a mekaymus, Tosfos in Hazov, and Tosfos in Brachas, and Tosfos in different Mesichtas writes that that's what we do all the time, lachatchila bizman hazeh. That when it comes to Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, you're supposed to really be poded b'shavya, and you're supposed to be most of Chomesh. So let's say the Ma'aseh Sheni is worth $20, so you're supposed to give $20, and the Chomesh is another $5. If you add it up, it's 25, so the 5 is 1/5 of 25. So that's what it means. Tosefes Chomesh means 25%. It doesn't mean 20%, it means a quarter, 25%. So really, the correct way to be paid a Ma'aseh Sheni is to give $25 for every $20 worth of Ma'aseh Sheni. But what are you going to do with the money? You're supposed to take the money to Yerushalayim and buy food and eat the food. You're supposed to use it for primi gedulei karka. Go buy flesh, go buy salami sandwiches, go buy yain v'shecha, go buy wine and so on. What, you're not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni bizman hazeh. Everybody's tummy and his nom is bech. We can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni. So what are you going to do? You're going to be paid on $25, then throw the money out into the Yamamel. So the Ma'aseh Sheni is not making any money on it. So why should we hashad the gel? So that's what Taisa says, that just like the Gemara says in Erechin, that bizman hazeh, the din is a magdishin. It's not proper that anybody's magdish bizman hazeh, because it's going to be boli de mirshol. But b'yebed, if somebody was magdish bizman hazeh, so you paid on way less than a shavyo. You paid on give $5. Gemara says the din is if you give a pruta is also good, but that's a bizoyna hegdish to give a pruta, so you make it a little more b'kavadik, so you give a $5 bill. Sure. You give $5 instead. So the Taisa says that din ain't on like this, just carries over also to Ma'aseh Sheni. But because it never says beferish in the Gemara only says it by hegdish, never says it on Ma'aseh Sheni. That's why the Rambam quotes a machlokes ha-goyim, that there was some goyim who said that even bizman hazeh, when you pay the Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to give the shavya, the whole works, and you have to be Ma'aseh Chaymesh, 25% of whatever you establish as the Karen. You're giving $20 as Karen, you got to give $5 Chaymesh. You gave $100 as Karen, you got to give $25 as Chaymesh. And then the Rambam says that he doesn't hold like that. Machlokes, and he holds that you can give on a prut. That's what the Vilna Gaon writes, that where did Tosfos get this idea from? How did Tosfos know, if it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara, how did Tosfos know that the din of Hegdish, Shmuel's din of Hegdish, ein einoel hegdish, is Hegdish of Imona, shechil al shavaputa mechulol, and Bizman hazeh, that there's no pseida to Hegdish, there's no pseida to Ma'aseh Sheni, it's even mutar lachatchila. How do they know that all this applies even to Ma'aseh Sheni? Tosfos never proved it. They just assume that the Pashut that it's all. So the Vilna Gaon writes in the Bir Agron Yeriday and Hilchas Neter Ravai, that being paid in Neter Ravai, he writes, because there is a machlokes hatanoim in Perek Hazov, in many places, machlokes from Meir Yehuda, in Kiddushin, where the Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya and Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Bailam. So we paskin like Rav Meir. Usually you don't. Usually a machlokes from Meir Yehuda paskin like Rav Yehuda. Here the Gemara says an exception to the rule. Halach is like Rav Meir, the Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. So Guru writes, since we paskin Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya, so Mamela has the same din as Hegdish. So just like by Hegdish, Shavaman, Shechilo, Shavaputa, Mechulo. So by Ma'aseh Sheni is also the same thing. That's what the Gror writes. That's what the latest Sfarim write after the Gror. Divya Gror, the Netziv writes like that. Others write like that. He writes, Divya Gror, Erem Tzich Mechizot. You don't have to prove that the Gror is right. The Gror, Gezok, says he's right. But they say it's enough in the Yerushalmi also. Yerushalmi says like that. That because Ma'aseh Sheni, Mama Gavoya, that's why the din of Hegdish Avaman and Shechilo Shavaputa Mechulo applies even to Ma'aseh Sheni and to Neter Ravai. So here Tosfos has this famous kashin, Tmura, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. How could the Gemara assume here on Adaf that the number of dayonim that are needed for the bezin, for the shuma, when you make the shuma to establish the shavius of the Hegdish, is it worth $20, is it worth $100, is it worth $1,000? So Rav Lezer Mayankov says you need a bezin of 10, and the Chacham say you only need 10 by karka, by metatlam it's sufficient with a bezin of 3. And if you have only a bezin of 9, and you have a bezin of 2, so the whole market is late, won't be good. How can it be that it's not good for the Yevin? What, you had a bezin? The bezin said that this real estate is worth a penny. That's ridiculous. Everybody knows the real estate is worth more than a penny. So how does Shmuel say, obviously you didn't have a bezin. So you see that bezin is not me'akid for the Yevin. So what does it bother me if you had a bezin with only 9 members on the bezin? If the whole bezin is not miyake, so what's the problem that the mispar hadayonim on the bezin should be likuva? That's Tosfos' kasha. That's the same kasha that Tosfos asked on the previous daf. Taisus asked, didn't Taisus have such a kasha on a previous time? About you can't. The Gemara says there's a machlokes hatanaim where they can be ma'aber es hashana after Purim. The Gemara says, "Bos ken shan zayin a machlokes between the Zakamam and the Bez Nagadol regarding Iber Hashana. What could they be fighting about? Everybody knows the din." The Gemara says, "No, there's an old machlokes hatanaim where they could be. That's 6 lines from the bottom of Pei Zayin Amid Aleph." So the Gemara says, "Kid is not. There was a machlokes in the Mishnah in Adias where they can be ma'aber Hashana after Purim." So maybe that's the machlekes between the Zakamam and the Bez Nagadol. Can you be Ma'abed Hashana after Purim? If you can't be Ma'abed Hashana, then Pesach is next month. If you can't be Ma'abed Hashana, Pesach is this month. Are you eating Chametz B'Pesach? That's an issue of Koris. That's how the Gemara says. So Tosfos says to Kasha, what do you mean? Even if you hold you can't be Ma'abed Hashana after Purim, it's only a Gzeira Midirabbanan, because everybody knows that Pesach is a month after Purim. Shana B'Doshim, Hilchos Pesach, you start learning Hilchos Pesach on Purim. And everybody knows a month after Pesach is going to, a month after Purim is going to be Pesach. But that's only lechatchila. But everybody agrees that it's going to be good. So how can the Gemara say that on the bottom of Pesach and Aleph that it could be a machloikas between the Zalkamam and the Bez Nagadol regarding this issue, whether it can be Ma'abed Hashana after Purim? No, that's only a machloikas lechatchila. But everybody's masking that it'll be good. So that's not a good marshal. That was Tosfos Kasha. That's not a good marshal. So that's Bemis, the same Kasha that they asked over here on this Gemara. This Gemara has a machlokes, how much of a bezin do you need to make the shume to establish the shavius of the hegdash and metalpilin for the purpose of pidyon? So Tosfos proves from the din of Shmuel that hegdash avman and shechila shavputa mechulo that the number of dayanim can't be makib b'diyevit. The whole bezin is not makib b'diyevit. Whatever you gave b'diyevit is mechulo. So how can the Gemara quote this as a possible dispute between the Zakamam and the Bez Nagadol? If this whole issue was only lechatchila, it's not miyakid b'diyevin. That was the same kasha they asked by the Iber Hashana. So that's what they ask over here. Except that the Tais was there and Tmur wants to give a teretz. On the Iber Hashana, we don't have any teretz. I don't know. So that's what Tais is there and Tmur tries to say, that the din of Shmuel doesn't apply in 100% of the cases. Sometimes yes and sometimes no. You don't always apply this din of Eina Noile Hegdeshes, that Hegdesh Alman Shechil Al Shalputa Mechul B'Riyev. So that's the question, when not, and why not, and why yes? Yeah, so there's a lot of discussion, the Rav Rom and others, the Turiyev, a lot of discussion on this. When should the din of Shmuel not apply? But the Pashto says the Bemis that we already had that problem on the previous daf, and we didn't have an answer over there. That Eim Avrams Hashanah Chapur, that the Gemara's Marshal was a bit dugma. It was only a machlokes on the level of lechatchila. So it can't be maybe the Ekoris, but the evidence was. So this is basically the same problem over here. Then the Gemara goes weiter. The Braisa commented, Kipar Mechadov Alam Mishma Midam Ledam Medin 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 That was the last line on Pei Vavam and Aleph, and the first 10 lines on Pei Zayinam and Aleph. The Gemara quoted every phrase in the Pasuk, and they explained that the dispute between the Zakamam and the Bez Nagadol can be in any case. One comment was, the Machloikis between the Zakamam and the Bez Nagadol is over an issue of a Machloikis. Not that they have Poshib Shad, Divrei Rivos B'Sherecha, they have a Machloikis. So the Gemara, the Braisa was darshaning, the Zakamami with the Bez Nagadol had a machlokes regarding a matter of machlokes. What's a matter of machlokes? A machlokes in the husband and the wife, Saita. So there's a machlokes, the Zakamami, the Bez Nagadol, on some detail in Hilchas Saita. So Gemara says, was ken shanzayna machlokes in Hilchas Saita? Chumash, you don't know a Chumash. Gemara says, no, there are many machlokes in the Saita. The Tanya, the Gemara quotes. What do they have? Riva ze hashkoas ha-Saita, arifa segla v'taras ha-Mitzar. If Gemara hashkoas ha-Saita, what can it be? On the first white line on Pei Chesam and Al, Gemara says, "But look to the Blazer Reb Shua Desnan, the first Mishnah, the first the opening daf in Soita. In order to bring the wife to the Beis Hamikdash to have a drink, the Maim Hamorim, you have to have first Kinui, and then you have to have Stira. The Kinui means the husband gives his wife Hasura. He warns her. He's choshed that she's being Mizanet, and he says, I don't want you to be Altistri Mishplani." He doesn't want her to be misyachid with so-and-so. He's choshed her biznus. If he just says, I don't like him, don't let him in the house, but he's not choshed her biznus, then there's no din of soita. But if he's choshed a biznus, then it's called a kinui, in the kani lishtoi. And then you have to have the stira. The stira means that she actually violated the din of the yichud, the hasra of the husband. So if you have the kinui in the stira, then she becomes asur al baila. So how do you ascertain when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, the husband is going to schlep his wife, he's going to pull her by her hair, and he says, I want her, and then she had stira, and she didn't listen to me, and I wanted to drink to my mama. She denies it. She says, it's not true. He never warned me, and I never had any stira, and he's crazy, and he's a paranoid. So do you make her drink to my mama or him? Nothing's going to happen. If the husband is crazy, and so nothing's happened, so she'll choke a little bit, so it doesn't taste so good. It's not, they don't mix in any sugar. It has a sin mixed in. But you don't die. You don't get sick from drinking a little sin. She doesn't have to drink the whole cup. You drink a revius and your yotzeh. She doesn't have to drink the whole thing. So nothing will happen. But she doesn't want to go through the whole humiliation. She doesn't want to go through the whole ceremony. So do you take the husband's word for it? So that's a machlokes hatanaim. To what extent, if at all, do you take his word? So Blazer is of the opinion the kinui has to be ascertained with two witnesses. Mikanei al pishnayim. You don't take his husband's word for it at all. You have to have two witnesses testify that he warned his wife. But as far as the stira, if he can produce two witnesses who will testify that he warned the wife, then later on, even if the husband says that she violated stira, or the husband says, I don't know, but there's an edechud who says that she violated stira. So mashka means the clincher, the stira. How do you ascertain that there was a stira? So Reb Lezer is of the opinion that you don't need to aid him for the steer. And we don't pass like Reb Lezer, we pass like Reb Yeshua. He must say, Reb Lezer Shamutihu. We really pass like Reb Lezer. He was from the Beis Shammai. So Reb Yeshua disagrees, and we pass like him. Mekana al Pishnayim, Umashka al Pishnayim. You have to have two aidim who say on the kinui, and two aidim who testify, two kosher aidim on the hasroah, that the husband warned his wife, al tistri mishplaini. You have to have two kosher aidim who testify that he said that she did this steer. And then she becomes, that's called mashka, and then she becomes a soita, and then she has to drink the mayim amari. So there's a machlekes satanaim about this. So it could be that that was the dispute between the zakamam and the bez nagodol. Do you need two eidim, or is it sufficient with eid echad regarding the stira? How can this possibly lead up to a chi of kares? Soita labayla is no chi of kares. One tana holds if you have kinei al pishnayim and stira al piatzmo, she's asur al baila. The other tana is not asur al baila. You have to have dafke two edim. But how does it lead up to an issue of kares? So Rashi has to touch it up a little bit. Rashi has to add on. So Rashi adds on, if you have a woman who's married who became a soita sofek, that's what we call a soita sofek. We don't know the truth. We don't know whether she was mizana or not. We just know there was kinoi and there was stira. If you have two edim who testify that she was insom, so that's a soita vadai, then you don't give him ayma morim. Even if you have two Edom on the kina, two Edom on the stira, then you have an echod who says, and I walked into the room, and she was in, so that's one of the special cases, an exception to the rule, that despite the fact that it should have been considered a dovish of the yerva, to say that an eshes ish was in, so in asur al baila, since there's raglaim la dovish harikina, lovin istura, so if after kina yistira, then an echod comes and he testifies that zinso with that man that the husband was masra her, so then there was raglaim ledov, but then you believe the eid echod, and she doesn't drink the mayim amarim. But if you have two eidim on the kina, two eidim on the stira, she becomes asur al baila until she drinks the mayim amarim. So how's this going to lead up to kares? So Rashi says, he quotes a Mishnah, the soita sofek loses the ksuba unless she goes through with the ceremony. If she drinks the mayim amarim and nothing happens, if she drinks the mayim amarim and she's guilty, so either she's going to die very soon, or she's going to get sick in a very conspicuous fashion, not stop get a bellyache from drinking the sin. She's going to get sick and her eyes are going to start bulging and her blood vessels are going to start bulging. She may linger on a year or two or three, but we see already that the woman is guilty and then they have to get divorced. We assume that this is a bir, the Torah promises a bir al pines. This is the only time, that's where Rabbeinu Hirsch points out in his commentary, it's the only time that the Torah promises and that's lederus is by soita. That if she's guilty, an S will occur, and it'll be clear that she's guilty. And if she's innocent, weiter an S will occur. The Nixav in Israel Zara, if she wasn't able to have children until then, she will be able to have children. She had Bekoshi, so she'll have Berevach, she was Yoledes Shcherim, she'll be Yoledes Levonim, whatever that means. So the Torah promises in either direction that an S will occur. So Rashi quotes from the Mishnah, if the woman became a Sotah Asur al Bailah, Then she loses the ksuba, misafek, because safek mamayna lekula, amayta machaber olav haraya. If the husband and the wife decide to get divorced without going through, they both decide they don't want to go through the whole ceremony, she may be guilty, she may die, the husband doesn't want to kill his wife. So let's say they decide they want to get divorced. And then she says, but I'm innocent, and you have to pay me the ksuba. You just trumped up charges. He says, no, I don't think you're innocent. I think you're guilty. You're asua about. So it's a safek mamayna lekula. So the husband does not have to pay the ksuba if she's a saita safek. Unless she'll drink the maim amarim and nothing happens. Nothing happens. So the Torah says, take it as a bira gomer, that the woman is innocent, and she is entitled to the ksuba. If the husband just doesn't want to stay married to his wife, so that's his fault. So he has to pay her the ksuba. So that's the shaila over here. What if there was kino yalpishnayim edim, and then stira was alpiyatzmo? So Reb Lezer is of the opinion she has a din of soita, and she loses the ksuba unless she goes through and she drinks the maim amarim and she survives and she's healthy. And if she doesn't drink, then she lost the ksuba. She's not entitled to the ksuba. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, she doesn't have a din of soita unless you have two edim on the kinui and two edim on the kinui and two edim on the stir. If you don't have two edim on the stir, she doesn't yet have a din of soita. You haven't ascertained anything. The case doesn't get off the ground. She doesn't have to drink any maim amarim. She doesn't lose the ksuba. So what happens in such a case? And and then they get divorced and the wife grabs the ksuba. And the husband says, you're not entitled. And the wife says, she was entitled to. So was she entitled? Was she not entitled? So that'll depend on the machlekes of Lezer Reb Yeshua. And then with that money, they go and they mekadesh an isha. Whatever. Someone goes mekadesh an isha. So Rashi goes by to, that'll be the case with l'chapa nafkemina for the koris. But soita per se doesn't have any koris. Soita is an isha. Soita vada is an isha lav. And soita sofik is an isha resay. That's what the Gemara says in Yivamas and Daf Yudalev. If you know for sure that the Eishes Ish was Mezana Tachas Baila, then there's a loisese that the husband is not allowed to remain with his wife. The Pasuk, the real Pasuk, the Pshuta Shom Mikra is talking about Machzik Rishosle. It says, L'yichud Baila Rishon Asher Shilcha Loshev L'kachta Achari Asher Hu Tamo. So the Tanoim all found it difficult, the Loshon HaPasuk Achari Asher Hu Tamo. What do you mean Achari Asher Hu Tamo? Her first husband is not allowed to take back his wife. First husband divorced his wife, she went and she married someone else. Then the second husband either died or divorced her. So the first husband is not allowed to marry her back because Machzik Rishosle is also. What do you mean, Achra Hashem Hutamo? What do you mean, Hutamo? So the Gemara quotes one Tana, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, an unusual name. This Tana, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, rarely quoted in Gemara. So he says the only time there's an Isa Machzik Rishosle is if Mishinisis. If she not only had Kiddushin with the second husband, she had Nisuin with him and they were living together. But if it's only Machzik Rishosim in Erisin, she only had Erisin with the second husband, then not, because the Pasuk says, Achmi Asher, Hu Tamor, because she was actually living with Poyal Mamish with the second husband. We don't pass like Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur. That's in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph Beis. We don't pass like that. So what's Pshat Achmi Asher Hu Tamor? The phrase doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, no, you have to read it as a semicolon. Lo yuchal bali rishon ashishluch v'loshim l'kachta, there goes a Machzik Rishosim. Semicolon. And also, Achrei Asher Hu Tamo, there's a different Issa. If you have an Eishes Ish Hezinso, Hu Tamo, V'nitmo goes on Eishes Ish Hezinso, then the husband is not allowed to remain with his wife. That's an Issa Lav. So if she's a Soita Vadai, we have established that Bevadois, the woman was Mezana, then the husband is not allowed to live with his wife. It's an Issa Loisase. But if it's only a Soita Sofik means there was only Kini Estira. Could be that she's innocent through the whole thing. So if you only had kines tira, no absolute evidence that she was in, so then it's an Issa essay. Then it's the Issa of v'nitmo, v'nitmo, v'nitmo. It says three times, echel lebal, echel leboil, echel lechum, and that the Gemara calls an Issa essay. It's not an Issa lot, but there's no courage, that's for sure. That's why Rashi had explained that afkamina chaps, is she entitled to the ksuba? Not entitled, and then the teifas the ksuba, is it her money, is it his money, is it good to be mekadosh an Issa? Whether there would be Yibum, okay, yeah. If he's supposed to, if she's a Soita, then there's no Yibum. And then even if we'll go ahead and do Yibum, we won't be Koina. I don't remember the din. Huh? Yeah. Is Taka going to be Koris in such a case? Should be Koris. Should be Koris, yeah. That's right. There will be an easier case, yes. What about you have to give such a complicated case? I don't know. I should have said that, not Kamina. Because the site ain't a Miss Yabemis. The Gemara works on that, but it's not. The din is that the Saita ain't a Miss Yabemis. The Saita Safik is ain't a Miss Yabemis. Yeah, there's all discussion why in the Gemara, but that's the Mishnah, the Saita ain't a Miss Yabemis. Okay. What do you mean by Kachim Kali? Well, the Kachim Kali, Mama Bala, Mama Gavoya, yeah? Aha. They could have given that for Hekdashis. And Achanami, yeah. They could have given a lot of Nakimis, yeah. Was giving Digmas, they could have given other Digmas, many more Digmas, okay. Yeah. Here, on this Machlokes HaTanoim, the Beis HaLevi has a tshuva where he discusses what's the nature of this din. That you need two Eidim for the Kinui. We pass on like Rabbi Shur, you need two Eidim for the Kinui, you need two Eidim for the Stira. So first he explains that there are two types of Eidus. Sometimes there's a concept of Eidus L'kim Adova, sometimes a concept of Eidus L'bir Adova. These two expressions, this he didn't have this yet. This is Rav Chaim, his son, formula. Rav Chaim in his Sefer writes like that. Beis HaLevi didn't have this yet. So the Beis HaLevi writes, there's a concept of Eidus, that if you don't have the Eidim, it doesn't get off the ground. If a man has been Kaddish Anisha without Eidim, it doesn't get off the ground. He doesn't use the term Lekiyam Adova, but it takes him three lines till he describes what that is. And then there's a case of Eidus. It's good anyway, but it's just you don't know that it happened unless you have Eidus. Well, we would call it Eidus L'dir Adova. The man, you go buy, you go to the grocery store, you buy shopping, you buy something in a store. And there's no Eidim watching when you pay and you walk off with it. So the Kinyan takes effect anyway, but if there's going to be a Sikh, so there's going to be a debate whether he paid or whether he bought it. So you have to have two witnesses to testify regarding what happened. So that's Eidus, what we call Eidus L'bir Adova. So that's what the Beis HaLevi distinguishes. So he wants to know, what's the story over here? The halacha is, like Rabbi Shua, that you need two Eidim for the Kinyan, two Eidim for the Stira, in order to have a drink, the Maimah Marim, in order to establish her as a Saita. Are these Eidim needed L'kiyam Adover? Or are these Eidim needed L'bir Adover? Let's say the husband knows. The husband knows that he warned his wife. He knows the truth. He warned his wife, Altistri Mishpan, but there was nobody there. He never wanted to embarrass her in front of other people. So he never said it when other people were around. But he told his wife, Beinol Beinol, Altistri Mishpan, because he was Choshed her business. And then the husband comes home one day and he finds that his wife was Nistar or with someone else. He doesn't know whether she was in or not, but he sees that she violated the Hasra. So if you say that the Eidim is only needed L'bir HaDova, it means if he wants to make a drink, the Maim HaMarim and the Beis HaMikdash, they won't believe him. But L'kim HaDova, you don't need Eidus L'kim HaDova. So the husband is also to live with his wife. He knows that there was Kina, he knows that there was Stira. He can't prove it to the people in the Beis HaMikdash. He can't force his wife. She can deny it later on. So he can't force the wife to drink the Maim HaMarim unless he'll produce witnesses. But Beinol Beinol, Shavi Anav Shechatichet Yisur, he knows that he's not allowed to live with her because there was Kina Stira. But if you should say that the need for the two Eidim for the Kina and the two Eidim for the Stira is L'kiyam Adover, so then even though he knows that he did Kina, he knows that there was Stira, no problem, since there were no Eidim. Like if a man is Mekadosh and Isha Beinol Beinol, and there are no Eidim, so they don't need a get at all, they're not married. So even L'chumr, there's nothing, you need Eidim L'kiyam Adover, so it's not Chal. So that's what the Beis HaLevi has a tshuva, he has two tshuvas about this. And he comes to the conclusion, based on a passage in the Yerushalmi, that he splits. He says that the Eidus on the Kinui is probably Eidus L'kiyam Adov, and the Eidus on the Stira is probably Eidus L'bir Adov. So he thinks that if he did Kinui Shaloya, not in the presence of Eidim, the whole case doesn't get off the ground. But if there were Eidus L'kiyam Adov on the Kinui, and then when it comes to the Stira, he knows that she violated Stira. There are no Eidim, so then he can't force her to drink the Maim HaMarim Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't have any Biru. He's lacking the Eidus L'bir Adova. But he knows, Beinol Beinatzma, he knows that she violated the Stira, so he's not allowed to remain living with his wife. So that's what the Beis HaLevi comes to the conclusion. He has a rayus to establish that that's the fact. Could be, okay. Yeah. But Rav Lezer only requires the two by the Kinui, because that means Eidus L'kiyam Adover. The other one, not at all, yeah. The Gemara has a third Tana who says Fakert, the opposite from Rav Lezer. The first Daf and Sefer is a Tana who holds just the opposite. You only You only need to aid him on the stira, but you don't need to aid him on the kinoi. All the three possibilities. Okay. Then the Braisa said that tshuva in the Beis HaLevi was one of the rabbonim in Europe, a contemporary of his. I learned in Valojim with him. The shaila was this rav didn't like one of the rabbonim, one of the mishalochim who used to come around. So he told his wife, "I don't like him. If he comes when I'm not home, don't let him in the house." He wasn't choshed his wife's business. He just said, "I don't like him, so don't let him in the house." So, boom, that day the husband left, and that mishaloch came, and his wife didn't have the heart to say, "My husband doesn't like you," and he said, "I shouldn't like you," and goodbye, to slam the door. So she let him in. There was no violation of yichud. It was bailable here. The children were going to come in later. There was no issue of yichud. People coming and going, but there was a kinui. The husband said, the husband didn't warn her in front of Adam. The husband said, "Bein ola, bein ola." There were no Adam the kiyam adover, but the husband said, "Don't let the guy into the house." And then when the husband came home, the wife made her hadoras baldin. She told the husband that she let the guy in, and the husband believed her. So that's what that was the shaila that was asked of the Beis HaLevi. Would you say in such a case that the need for the wipas like Rabbi Yeshua, that you need to aid him for the kinah, to aid him for the steer? Maybe that's only the bira dover to force her to drink the maim amarim in the Beis HaMikdash. But the husband knows that he warned his wife not to let the mishulach in. And the husband believes his wife, shavi anaf shechatich adisur, that she admitted that she let the guy in. So maybe that should aser, maybe that should create an isur, shavi anaf shechatich adisur. So the Beis HaLevi has a ganze tshuva where he sets up the shaila, whether this is Eidus Lekiyam Adov, Eidus Lebiyah Adov, and he brings the Yerushalmi to split that there are two Eidim needed for the Kinui, that's Lekiyam Adov, and two Eidim needed for the Stira, that's only Lebiyah Adov. So since there were no Eidim at all on the Kinui, so there's nothing with nothing. And then in the last paragraph in the second tshuva, and he says, but in your case, he doesn't write who the tshuva is to, because he doesn't want to embarrass the couple. It was a prominent rabbi. So in the last paragraph in the second simon, he writes, but in your case, the chlal is no shaila, because you were never choshed your wife biznus. And the Gemara says beferish that the only time it's called kinui is if he's choshed his wife biznus. But this time he doesn't like the person, and he says he's machmir not to let him in, that has nothing to do with kinui. That's what he writes in the last paragraph. But apparently the Rav who had asked the shaila, Rav Soloveitchik, said it was Ablozer Moshe Hurwitz. So he said, Ablozer Moshe had learned in Valojin the same time as the Beis HaLevi. Apparently he had sent the Beis HaLevi the shaila. He set it up. The shaila was whether the Eidus is Lekim Adol Abiyad. Obviously he wrote on that. And then in the last paragraph in the second simon he writes, but the whole issue is irrelevant because there was no kinui. That's not called kinui b'chla. Then the Gemara goes right there. It says, Dibe Ribes Bisharecha. The Zakamami with the Bez Nagodol are arguing about an issue of a machloikis. So what could be an issue of a machloikis? So one case was, Saito, where the husband and the wife have a machloikis. So the Gemara has another case. If there was a murder in Lanoda Mihiko, you find a dead body, you don't know who the murderer was, so you have to bring an Egla Rufa. So an Egla Rufa always comes about, not that a person died from a heart attack. Kimotza Cholo. Chol means that the man was murdered. Lanoda Mihiko, you don't know who, so there was a Dibei Rivas, there was some kind of a fight, why did he murder him? So if there's a machlokes between the Zaka Mamre and the Bez Nagodla and an issue of Egla Rufa, he'll also become Mechuyev as a Zaka Mamre. So the Gemara says, what can it be? What shaykh machloikis on Egla Ruf? The Gemara says, why not? The plukta of Lezavir of Akiva, it's not. You have a three-way machloikis atanoin. What if you have two cities that are practically equidistant to the mace? So you have to measure the cities of Sheslivis Acholo, and the city that's closest brings an Egla Ruf. So what do you have the body punked like this? So if you measure from the head, this is the closest city. If you measure from the feet, that's the closest city. Measure from the belly button, so that'll be the closest. That'll be, so where do you measure from? So there's a machlokes hatanaim. So one Tana says, Me'ayin hayu modedim, and the fourth white line. What part of the dead body do you measure? Usually it's irrelevant. Usually it's not going to be so mitzumtzum, a matter of inches. But once in a while it is like that. So Ablezer amemi tiburo, he says, you measure from the belly button. Rabbi Akiva amemi chotma from the nose. Ablezer amemi chotma from the nose. So what if they'll measure, they'll establish that this city should bring Egla Rufa. The other Tana says wrong, that city should bring the Egla Rufa. They'll bring an Egla Rufa. So the din in the Mishnah says that the Egla Rufa, after Arifa, is Asabano. Before Arifa is a Machlegis HaTanoim, whether you read Osel or Nachaleis and Oisrosa, or Arifoso Oisrosa, when does it become Asa, when does it begin to become Osabano. But after the Arifa Kuli Almalo Pligi, everybody agrees that an Egla Rufa is Osabano, and the Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin lists off all of the things that are Osabano. What's it doing in Kiddushin? It belongs in the end of Temura. The end of Temura lists off all the Isiri Hano, which on Israfim, which on Igborim. Why is it in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin? Because the Mishnah says if you Mekadish an Isha with Kesef, so the Kesef has to be Shavu Prutas. If you Mekadish with Isiri Hano, the Halacha considers it that it's Ein Shavu Prutas. So the Mishnah gives you a whole list of Isiri Hano, Chametz BePesach and Kloya Kerem and Basa B'Cholov and Egla Rufa and so on and so forth. Gives you a whole list. So since it's so that's the Shaila. So they measured, so according to one Tana, they measured this way, this city is Chayv and Egla Rufa. The other Tana holds wrong. They measured wrong. The other city is Chayv and Egla Rufa. So the Egla Rufa that they brought is Ganeshver. So the Behemoth, the Egla is the Orpho is Egla Banachal, so it'll be an Avela. An Avela is also Bachila, but it's Muta Bano. But if it's a bona fide Egla Rufa, then it's also Bano. If it's also Bano, if you make Kaddish and Isha, ain't a Kodeshis. If it's just an Avela, because the other city should really bring the Egla Rufa, then it'll be Muta Bano. So Rashi says that will happen afkamina for the kiddush ish. What is the etzem achloikas of the Gemara there? And Sota has the discussion. How does each Tana establish his opinion? Whether you measure from the nose, or you measure from the neck, or you measure from the tibura? So the Gemara quotes different psukim. Vos kenchen zayna machloikas and taharas hametzoira. The Brisa said if you can have a machloikas, the zakamam in the bez not on taharas hametzoira. What can be on taharas hametzoira? Gemara says. That instead of being shofach all the dam, you say dam is bech. He takes some of the dam and you put it on the person's body. So where are you supposed to put it? You're supposed to put alboin yoda haymonis, alboin ragla haymonis, while tenuchos no haymonis. What if he doesn't have a boin yoda haymonis? Let's say he's missing the finger, so he can't be mitire him. That's it. There's no way for him to become tohar. Whereas a boin yada. Is missing that part of the ear. Ein lo tahara elam. Tanakama holds that there's no way to have tahara. Blazerem and osin lo al makoyim aviyotze. You put on the place where there used to be a boin yad, where there used to be the tenuchos na'imonis. Reb Shimon disagrees. Says you put it on the other side. Put it on the small. If he has. Is missing that part of the ear. Ein lo tahara elam. Tanakama holds that there's no way to have tahara. Blazerem and osin lo al makoyim aviyotze. You put on the place where there used to be a boin yad, where there used to be the tenuchos na'imonis. Reb Shimon disagrees. Says you put it on the other side. Put it on the small. If he has a yamin and a small, so then we choose to put on the yamin. But if he doesn't have a boin yad ha'imonis, he put on the boin yad ha'smolos. Nosan al shal small viyotze. So how can this be an issue of kores? What's going to be kores over here? Shaila, he's supposed to bring the karbonis. So Rashi says, no. If this tahara, if your dayla tahara ilomis, if there's no way for him to become tahor, so then if he'll go through the whole ceremony and it won't accomplish any tahara, so then he remains tummy. So if he'll enter the base on Migdush, he'll be chayv kores. Tummy shenichnas on Migdush is chayv kores. But if you hold like the other two Tanoim, not like the Tanakam, Tanakam says Ein lo tahara elamis. If you hold like the other two Tanoim that there is a way for him to become Tohor, if you do Al Nosan Al Makoma, Nosan Al Smolo, so after he finishes the Tahara, then he'll be Tohor, then he'll be permitted. He'll be allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. He won't be Chayv Kores if he enters the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Braisa continued on Pei Zayin Amid Aleph. They kept on darshaning Dibre Rivas Bisharecha. They darshan every phrase. And on the phrase Bisharecha, so they said that goes on Leket Shikron Peya, that the farmer is supposed to leave the Leket Shikron Peya in a location in the field that the Anim should be able to come and get it easily. Bisharecha. So was Kenshan Zaina Machlaikas, the Zaka Mamri and the Beznagoda, what could they argue about already on Leket Shikron Peya? How can that possibly lead up to an issue of Koritz? So the Gemara says, well, there could be an easy Machlaikas, this not. There is a machlokes b'sham and b'silul in the Mishnah. When is it considered leket? When is it not considered leket? Shnei shibonim leket shlosh einim leket. And it says b'sham yamim sholosh shloni arba lebalabais. B'sham may hold everything is shifted one off. It's three is leket and four is not. And shikha is the same machlokes. Shikha shnei amarim shikha shlosh einim shikha. And b'sham says no. Shlosh is shikha arba is einim shikha. Arba is lebalabais. So let's say you have something that according to Beis Shammai, it's Laniim, and according to Beis Hillel, it's Lebalabais. So if the Oni takes it, according to Beis Hillel, it's Gzela. He's not allowed to take it. According to Beis Shammai, he is allowed to take it. It's not Gzela. It belongs to him. So the Oni takes the Shlosha Oimarim. So Beis Hillel says Aganaf, and he goes in Mekadosh, and he says, Eini Mekudeshes, and Mekadosh begins Leini Mekudeshes. But according to Beis Shammai, she is Mekudeshes. So it's a Shaila Chapsan of Kamina, Veneshes Ish, which has Koritz. An easy nafkamina. Ain a mishnah means lipsak aloch, ain a mishnah, yeah. No, I don't think that's not what it means. Zilpagri be rav is a klal. If the Zokamami disagrees with the Bez Nagodl on Torah Shebichzav, so that's not called the Hoiro. Bez Nagodl says the din, and the Zokamami disagrees, either the Bez Nagodl made a mistake,
either.
No, that's not Zilpri Beirav. Eina Mishnah means that you're not even Mitzar Peisham Mishit to Bishas Hatchak or to make a Sfek Sfek or something. No Tzirif Hashit is you ignore totally. I don't think so. There's a Midas Chassidus to be Machma like Yishit to say, there's no such Midas Chassidus on the Beisham. Eina Mishnah means it's not at all relevant to Psak Allah. Usually you say Eilevi, the original source of Eilevi Yadadim with the Kim Chaim is on Beisham and Beisil. The Gemara in Erevin says on Yud Gimel and Beis. Based on Eilu, we have Kama Dinim, 6-7 Dinim, based on this. So all of those Dinim, that B'Shas HaTchaki rely on that, and L'Chatchili, Shebichoshis, Minas Chassidus. So all our Nafkaminas don't apply to the original B'Sham and B'Sil, where the original memory was formulated. That Eilu, so B'Sham and Mach Mesil, Eilu Mishnah. We don't consider their opinion at all. It's totally Nitchem in Allah, but it's still not the Madrega of Zilkri Beirav. Zilkri Beirav means that it's Torah Shebichsav, there's no Hayro. On Torah Shabbat, Machlek is Bisham and Bisil, there is Hayro. You have to give a Psak. You're supposed to give the Psak like the Bisil. Yeah. Then the Gemara continues, Vos Kenshain Zayin by Peya. What is there any Machlek is by Peya? Well, there could be 1,000 Machlek is by Peya. Why not? It's going to be the same Shaila over here. Machlek is the Zakamami with the Bez Nagodal, is it Peya? And the only goes and he chaps, a wise guy goes and he grips a Sophic you shouldn't have taken. So he goes and he takes it. So the shaila is it gezel? Because he had no right to take it. If he's going to be mekadesh nisha, ain't a mekodeshes. Or no, he had a right to take it because it was peya. And if the ani is mekadesh nisha, she will be mekodeshes. Or faket, it was supposed to be paying the balabos, didn't let him take it, balabos took it. So it's the balabos or grand gzela. And the balabos will be mekadesh nisha, won't be chav. The same nafkamina as before. So the Gemara just quotes, there is a machlokes hatanoim by peya. There's nothing so surprising. Peya bepluk the Rebbe Shmuel Rabbanu. This not. This is the end of Baba Kama. Imam Baba Kama has a whole perek about shinui koina. Imam has a machlekes b'shamayim b'silum, where the shinui koina shinayin koina. A gazlon stole metaltolim, and he has a kinyan zela, and then it's nishtana. Goes on shore benasa ayil, hegel benasa tled. Imam has different cases. Or a person stole something that he painted it, or he stole wood, and he made a table, he made a chair out of it. So we pass Kishinu Koina, that is considered a different entity, it's a different Heftze, and the mitzvah Hashava no longer applies to this. The mitzvah Hashava Sagzela is only if it's still in the same original state that it was when he stole it. Kein Shagozal. But if it's Lav, if it's not the original state, then there's no longer a mitzvah of Veishav Sagzela. And the only reason why the Ganif is not Koina, the Chavitz Sagzela, is because there's a mitzvah hashava, there's a chavis hashava. The minute there's a shinui, and shina makes it's a different heftza, the mitzvah hashava no longer applies to this. This is not the same thing that he stole. So since it's not mitzvah shavas, and the meila the ganef is kainah. Because the ganef, apparently that's the klal, the ganef should have always been kainah the ganef. Whenever a ganef steals anything, it should always be kainah. The only reason why it's not kainah is because the chayves hashava, the mitzvah hashava prevents it. So once it's nishtana, it's a different heft, so there's no longer a mitzvah hashava. So the Gemara applies this machlekes bishan and bisil, this shayla of shina kainah, is not really a shayla with a shinui. So the original machlekes bishan and bisil is not by shinui, by a ganef. The original machlekes by estan zayna mechir kelev. Someone went to a zayna, and he has to pay for services rendered. He gets a bill. So he pays, he gives her chitim, he gives her anovim or chitim. And zi is erach rume. So she takes the anovim and she squeezes it out, makes yayin, and she brings it to the Beis HaMikdosh. She wants a kapara. She knows she did something wrong. So she wants to bring yayin lenesach as a mitzvah. Or she takes the chitim that the noef gave her as a schiris perlim, as a, for services rendered. She grinds it up, she makes solas, and she brings it as a kapara. She brings it to the Beis HaMikdosh to get a kapara. So the pasuk says, you're not allowed to bring esnan zan mechir kelev on the mizbech. So there's a machlek, b'sham emisil. What if he gave a chitim ason solas, or he gave a anovim ason yayin? She made a shinui. So the Beis Hillel say, shini kainan. Not shini kainan. Nobody stole anything. They're not talking about a ganav being kainan. The Beis Hillel hold, shinui is a different chepzer. This panim chadosh is bo lakan. This is not called esnan zayin mechir kelev. This is not the same, it does not retain its original identity. The original thing was pasal lahakrob al gamizbech, and this is not the same as the original thing. And Bisham, I hold, no, that it is the same. Shinui is not kainah. I mean, nothing changed. It's not a secret. It's the same thing that it was all along. Nothing changed, and it still remains esnan zayin mechir kelev. So that's the same achleg as Bisham and Bisil, the Gemara says, by a ganav who stole. Why? Because the only thing that prevents the ganav from acquiring ownership of the gneva is the mitzvah sashovim. So what happens if the chepzeh that he stole is nishtana? So Bisham, I say, same thing. Nishtana, the same mitzvah sashovah that applied on the original thing is still here now. And the mitzvah sashovah prevents the ganav from being cut. And Bisil say, no. Panim chadosh is bolakan. If it's a shinui, the mitzvah of the heshev v'sagzela no longer applies because it's not heshev v'sagzela. Asher gozol is only kein shegozol. It's not kein shegozol. There's no mitzvah sashovah, so therefore the ganav acquires ownership. So here the Gemara has this shaila. What about benegiah to pay it? Mitzvah lahafri, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah. Mitzvah lahafri, mitzvah spay lahafri min akoma. Lechatchila, the correct thing is to designate echad mishishim, 1/60th of the field, not to harvest it, to leave it there. So the farmer should designate this as payah, and the anim should come and harvest it. What if lahifish min akoma? What if the farmer's a wise guy? He forgot, a wise guy. And he cuts everything down, and he didn't designate anything as payah. So b'di'evit, second best is yafrish. He already made bundles of everything. So second best is yafrish min hu aymarim. He should designate 1/60th. So zeh l'dram she'enam shi'ah, peyah l'adikurim. Peyah has no shi'ah, but it has a shi'ah l'mata, at least min d'rabbanon, maybe min atara, at least min d'rabbanon. Shi'ah l'mata, minimum shi'ah, is echad mishishim. If he wants, they can give more than echad mishishim. Hey, you want to be generous, give more than echad mishishim, but a minimum of echad mishishim. So let's say Lachatchili should designate, he should put off markers on the field, 1/60th, and this is for the Anim, let them harvest it. If he didn't do that, he harvested everything, so he should designate 1/60th of the Amorim, that this is Peya, and the Anim should take it. What if he still didn't do that, Lohifishman Amorim? So Yafri, and he takes the bundles, and then he separates the Oichel from the Psolas. He separates the Oichel from the Psolas, and now you don't have these big bundles anymore, all the junk is being thrown out, he's not going to use it. And the aniyim are not going to use it now. He just has the kernels of grain. So yafresh min akri, let him separate 1/60th of the kri. The junk is junk. Throw it in the garbage. The usher, the farmer, is not going to use it. No, he doesn't need it. No one's going to use it. But he should separate 1/60th from the kri, from the tvur. Ad shelo mircha, up until he does a miruach. What is the miruach? Smoothing it out on top. That's how Rashi always writes. Rashi always writes. Miruach means if you put it, if you separate the oichel from the psoilas, and you put it in a kri, and then you smooth it out on top. That's how Rashi writes. The Rambam never writes like that. So the Acharonim assume that the Rambam holds you don't need the smoothing out, on top. Okay, but once, what's the significance of miruach? Once you do miruach, mirchoi. Once the farmer did miruach, and he still was not mafresh, he just still didn't designate which should be the 160th that's going to serve as the payah. So he already did miroch on everything, so first he has to be mafresh maisos on everything. If he would have designated this is the payah, this 60th is the payah, and the other 59 units are not payah, so even if he would have done a miroch on the 60th that's payah, the payah is not chai. Rashi quotes the halacha, lek tishikcha payah, never becomes chai in shumas and maisos. But he didn't yet designate, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah payah yet. He harvested everything, and he made bundles, and then he did the kriyan, and he did the miruach, and once he do miruach, it becomes all tevel. So you, once it all becomes tevel, you mechuyev to be mafresh shumas maisos. You can't say that the 160th of everything never became tevel. What do you mean? He didn't yet kur Hashem, he didn't give it Hashem payah yet. So everything becomes tevel, it has to be mafresh shumas maisos on everything, and then menosin loy, and then he has to erish give the payah. After he's mafresh the shumas maisos, then he has to give the payah. So far so good. Now, what if he grinds up the kernels of grain? If you just harvest it from the ground, it's still the same chefzer. That's not called the shinui. And if you separate the oichel from the psoiles and you throw out the junk, that's also not a shinui. And you make a miruach, you make a cream, make a miruach, it's vital not a shinui. But once you grind it up, chitim ason soiles, that was the original machlegis b'sham and b'sil, b'yasnan zonim b'cher kelev, if you make soiles out of the chitim, that's Bisilu hold that that's a shinui, that's a different chefzer. So that's what it says over here. So the Chachamim hold, the opinion of the Chachamim is that once you ground it up and you made it into flour, that's a shinui, and the mitzvah of Hafroshes Peah no longer applies. And this Tanah, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. The Gemara assumes that it's a machlokes Tanoim. And the Mishnah doesn't really say, but the Gemara assumes, Rabbi Shmuel af mafresh menu isa. Rabbi Shmuel says you even have to be mafresh after you ground it up and you made it into flour. Even though you did a shinui, the mitzvah still applies. And the Chachamim disagree. They say, no, once you made a shinui, it's a different chefzer, so the mitzvah peah no longer applies. So the Gemara says, what would be in such a case? The farmer harvested it, and he made the kri, and he made the miroch, and he made everything, and then he grinds it up, and he makes a chalas out of it, made iso, and he baked everything already. Mamish a shinui, 10 times over a shinui. So if you hold that he's still chayiv, and then he designates something as peah, because, and then the Rabbanim, half of the Rabbanim tell me, you got to give pay, half of the Rabbanim say, you don't have to give pay. So he sets aside pay, he says, if the din requires, I have to give pay, this is the pay. So what's taka the din? Is the din that is chayv and pay. So if it's chayv and pay, the aniyim take it, it belongs to them, they can be mekadesh and isha. But if it's not chayv and pay, the aniyim have no right to take it in the first place, and it gets all the other themselves, they'll be mekadesh and isha, she won't be mekadesh. So the Gemara went through a whole block Gemara, just quoting miscellaneous cases. This is all in the top brice, on the top of Pei Zayin Amar. We might want to show that none of these brices contradict, none of the cases in the brices contradict Reb Meir's opinion. You can paskin like Reb Meir, that the only time that Zalka Marma is chayiv misa, if he paskins against the Bez Nagodol, Zanadovish has done a chorus with Shigos Achatos, and every single case in the brice we can give you a machloikis, an issue, a real halachic issue where they can have an argument, and all the cases can lead up to chorus. Sure. So the Gemara succeeded in showing that there's no problem. Now the Gemara has a weitere discussion. We're going to get back to the Braisa. We didn't finish it. You want to know what's an afkemina. The Gemara is going to get back to it, then we'll have to look at the Rambam and the Raiva to wind up when we get to the end of the Gemara. We get to the bottom of Pechesim and Allah. We'll figure that out. Now the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah and Pevov on the base records that there were Shlosha Batidinim Hoyisham, the second line in the Mishnah. There were 3 Batidinim in Yerushalayim. The first one was Al Pesach HaRabbais, the second one was Al Pesach HaZorah. Those were only Batidinim consisting of 23 Dayanim. And the third one was in the Lishka Sagazis inside that had 71 Dayanim. I don't know. So it says there was a procedure. How often did this happen? I don't know. I would assume it hardly ever happened. I don't know. Maybe Pir Rabbanim from all over the world would send their shaylas, maybe. Not only a case of a Zakam Mami. Some Rabbanim would send shaylas all the time. So they would boim lezesh al Pesach HaRabbais, go to the first bezin. And he presents, Zakam Mami says, I hold like this, they hold like that. Do you have anything on record that the psak was ever issued by the bezin of Golan Nishayl? So if they tell him, yes, we have a psak from 25 years ago, sure. So the case is finished. That's it. That's the end of the story. If they say we have nothing on record, We don't know what the din is. We can work it out, but we don't. Right now, offhand, we don't know what the din is. So then you go to the next one. Maybe they have more records. Maybe they'll remember better. You go to the next one, Pesach Hazor. So if they know the din, sure. So they tell them what the din is. There's a psak from Bez Nagodol, and that's the end. If they don't know, then they go to the Eilvayler Boy the Bez Nagodol Shabalishkis Hagodol. Shemeni Yotzeter L'Chol Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara is picking up, that theme about the Shlosha Bati Din. That's the caption for the Mishnah. So now the Gemara has an interesting Machlokes Amaroyim. What if the Machlokes between the Zakan Mamre and the Bez Nagodol is like this? Zakan Mamre says to the Bez Nagodol, you just invented that psak. You have no tradition on that psak. They say, that's right. We just worked it out. We decided on our own that that's the halacha. He says, I have a Kabbalah. I heard from my Rebbe, he heard from his Rebbe, all the way back to so-and-so. The Chagas Chai Malachi, whatever. This is the din. They said they never heard of it. They admit they have no tradition whatsoever, but they on their own decided that the din should be Fakir. What he claims he has a Masar from his Rebbe. So can you give him the death penalty? Because he's going to paskin against them. He ought to paskin against them. He ought to publicize it in all the newspapers that the Bez Nagodol made up a psak midas atzmam. They made up their own original tshuva. They wrote their own tshuva without any tradition. And I have a tradition. These guys don't know, and I do know. What's the din in such a case? So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. Om Rav Kane says, Hu em piyashmu, heinam em piyashmu. He says, the Zakamami says, I have a tradition, the din is like this, and they say they have a tradition. Or nobody has any tradition. He says such case, he claims, Ein anerek, he's not chai. Hoi makachu b'yein, v'heim makachu b'yein einu. He says, neither has a tradition. Each one wrote his own tshuva. So the Zakamami says, I hold like this, an original chiddush, and they hold fakir, an original chiddush. Zoktavaita, Ein anerek. In these two cases, there's no din Zakamami. The Koshkin and Kalvachayim in the case who am a piyashmer heinam and kachu bein eno. Kalvachayim in the case of Zot Mami says, I have a tradition from my Rebbe, from his Rebbe all the way back, five Dairis back, that this is the din. And they say, we have no tradition, we just think the din is fakir. So Rav Kahana holds there's no din of Zot Mami. Only time is, Ad Sheyomer, only in this case, that the Bez Nagodol says, we have an Alter Kabbalah tradition from Dairis. We didn't invent this din. This is an Alta Kabbalah from Duras before. And the Zakamami says, I never heard of your tradition. Ich schreibe atshuva fakir. So then, it's a chutzpah in his part. He's disagreeing with the Bez Nagodol, midas atzmai. And they didn't invent it. They say they have a mipi ashma, they have a tradition. So Rav Kahana just restricted the whole din of Zakamami. Very, very limited. Comes the Gemara and says, we don't paskan like him. And how does he know that this is Sue? Teda, Rav Kahana proves it. Teda, I will prove to you that there's no din of Zaka Mamre. If who I'm in Piyashmo, if I'm in Piyashmo. If each one says, he says, I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe and my Rebbe from his Rebbe all the way back. And they say, well, we have a Kabbalah also from different Rebbes. No one's telling the other one, no one's calling the other one a liar. Each one says, we have a Kabbalah from different people. Each one has a Kabbalah. So Rav Kahana says that there wouldn't be a din of Zaka Mamre. How does he get such an idea? Because he have in the Mishnayis that Akavya ben Mahalalel was a Tana, who used to disagree with the other Tanoim. And there was a discussion, maybe they should declare him as a Zakam Amri, and they didn't. He used to, Farakshim Zech, he used to paskin against the other Tanoim, the Chumra, the Kula, different Shitas, against the whole Bez Nagodol, and they never declared him as a Zakam Amri. So Shailas, why not? Because they liked him. What do you mean liked him? It's the Hadin, you have to give him the death penalty. Doesn't help that he's a good friend of mine, a big Talmud Chacham. Chai Misa is Chai Misa. So Zokta Teide Shavei Lohorgas Akave Ben Mahalala. They liked them, but if he's Chai Misa, it's Chai Misa. So the fact that they didn't kill him is because he said Mipi Ashmua. Akave Ben Mahalala didn't invent anything. Rashi quotes the Mishnah Nedius on his deathbed, the last three lines in Rashi. He told his son, I'm about to die. So Kozman, I was alive, you followed my opinion. Because I had a tradition from earlier generations, and they had a tradition from earlier generations. I had from a Merabim, and they had from a Rabim. But now that I'm going to die, apparently his son was a Balabas. You get the impression. A Kabbalah son was a Balabas. He wasn't a Tamcham. So he says, when I die, you only have a Kabbalah from me. I'm a Yochid. And they are the Rabim. So you, from now on, you have to follow their Psak. You're not allowed to follow my Psak. If the son would have been Oichid Atana, and the son follows all the traditions of the father, so Vaipa, so he has a right. Akav Mahalal was only a Yochid, and he was preserving the traditions that he had from earlier generations. So if his son would also be
One of the Chachmei HaMasorah, he would preserve it. Apparently the son was a balabos. Mishgefel, son was a balabos. So once the father dies, so the son, the father tells me, you're not allowed to follow my traditions anymore. You have to follow their traditions. So you see from that Mishnah that they both had traditions. Ani shamaiti mipi amarubim, v'hem shamam mipi amarubim. Akavi ben alal anachacham, they both had traditions. So that's what the first Amora says, Rav Kana says, Teda, the reason why they never gave Akavi ben alal the death penalty, despite the fact that he used to paskin la'alocha against the Bez Nagadol, was because he had mipi ashmur, they had mipi ashmur. So it must be that the din of Zaka Mama is only very restricted, very limited. It only applies in the case that his Zaktan Egen Eshtikotera, Ashaitan Egen Echuve, and the Bez Nagadol has a maser. And the next Gemara says, we don't paskin like Rav Kahana. That's what Gemara is going to talk about. Can the Bezin be Moichel or not? Rav Lozer Amar, Rav Lozer, the Amora disagrees with Rav Kahana, and he says, wrong. Even if it's Fakir, the Zakamami says, I have a tradition. But my Rebbe has a tradition, his Rebbe, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Bez Nagadol says, we never heard of this, we never heard of Moshe Rabbeinu, we never heard of this tradition. And we have Miyam Geshreb Machu, the Fakir, Midas Atzmeinu. So Rav Lozer holds, and that's how he paskin, even in such a case, you do give the death penalty. Why? It's not fair. But the Zakamam is up there, he has a tradition, and they say Midas Atzma. So he says, it doesn't matter what's fair. Why? Kidei Shalayarba Machlok is Bisol. The whole idea of the Zakamamri is, you don't want to destroy the central authority of the Bez Nagadol. You want everybody to be kafuf to the Bez Nagadol. Everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every Rabbi Tom, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry is going to give his own, he's going to say, I have a tradition, and I don't have to listen to the Bez Nagadol. So take the chnesh. So you have to have a central authority. So even if the Bez Nagadol says, Anegin Echidish, and the Zakamami says, a Kabbalah, he does have a din of Zakamami. Aye, the Yim Toimar. He never paskin against the Bez Nagadol. He used to say, Bez Nagadol says this is the halacha, and I always thought the halacha is not so. If you would have asked me, I would have said the din is not so. He always wanted to preserve his opinions, but he never paskin against them. And the halacha says that shiur alas is the only time you chayiv the zakman is chayiv misa is if he paskins against. That's the last line in the Mishnah. I don't know. The Pashtus from the Mishnah in 80s, the Rashi quote, sounds like he always used to paskin for the son. I don't know. So according to this Amar, Mustama, you have to say, he always preserved his shita. He let it be known that this was his opinion. And that his chsidim, his children, and his balabatim always followed him. He never paskin against the Bez Nagadol, but Zemalim Vashtana, that's his opinion, so they should follow his opinion. But in order to be chayiv misa mitam zakamam, you have to actually paskin against the Bez Nagadol. So that he was careful, that he never did. But he always said in public what his opinion was. So everybody would understand what they should do. His talmidim, his balabatim would know what they have to do. Dama Yorik apparently is not so uncommon. Dama Yorik usually means brown. So Dama Yorik we have the Maisa Mechol Yod, brown and yellow. Pashta says that it is common.
What does this do with Morris that say, like, in Kabbalah and Kabbel, in Lahav, and they say they will law him? Same things go on. They even just Kabbalah, but it's just they're going to have to follow the Kabbalah. Or the case there by Amon, as soon as they said that there's a Kabbalah, then they said there's nothing more to follow.
That makes sense. That's what they should have done. Bez Nagadol should do that if they hear. One Talmud Chacham says, I have a tradition, they should give in to him. So Bez Nagadol, young Chevre, and they say, we don't care about your Kabbalah. We pass from Fakir, Milam Gishrid Manegin et Shuvah. They don't want to listen to us. So once they gave a Psaq, so you're not allowed to paskin against them. Even though you're saying Mipia Kabbalah, but Seichel dictates that they should listen to the Kabbalah, they shouldn't shy about Shuvah. They should listen to the Kabbalah. Like Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Rambam has a machlekes with the Gaonim about counting the Shnos HaShemitah. So he quotes the Gaonim, of the opinion, 7, 7, 7, 7, about every 7th year is Shemitah. Rambam says he doesn't understand. 7th year is Shemitah, 7 times the 50th year is Yovel. Either Dinam of Yovel don't apply Bizman Hazeh. The Gemara says that in the last years of the Bayis Sheni, last years of the Bayis Rishon, when you didn't have any longer Kol Yoshveho Aleho, after the golas of some of the shvatim, so the yovel was not noig, but they still were mono yovelis lekadosh mitin. They counted the yovel year as a blank year. So the Rambam Tanya is we should do the same as manazeh. He thinks that it's not correct what the goyim recommended. We should count 7 le'yovel avod. We should count 7 times 7, and then the 50th year should be blank. You shouldn't observe anything on the 50th year, but you should push off the next shemitah. So the next shemitah shouldn't be 7; it should be 8. It should be the 8th year. So the Rambam has this machlokes with the Goyim, and then he says, "But I give in to the Goyim because they have a tradition and they live in Eretz Yisrael, and this is the way they practice the mitzvah." And he says, "The Kabbalah and the Maser is an ikigod al ba'alacha shine, and even though I hold that it doesn't make any sense, you gave in to them. No, the correct thing is that you should give in." And then the Ravid is masig on the Rambam. He thinks, no, you should follow the Rambam. You shouldn't follow them. The Ravid is masig. He says, the Rambam is wrong, that he gave in to the gun. The Rambam should have stuck to his guns. He should disagree. Shouldn't follow the Kabbalah. Yeah. Yeah, but we usually assume, if he has a Kabbalah and Kabbalah in the Kabbalah, we should listen to his Kabbalah. We're talking an awkward case that Bezna Godel didn't listen to his Kabbalah, and they gave a psak against the Farfa. So once they gave a psak, he's not allowed to paskin against them. Yeah. How do we know how we should paskin lahalacha here in this machlok is between Rav Kahane and Rav Elazar? Rav Kahane restricts it very much that the only time you have a din of Zokan Mamre is in a case where the Bezna Godel says, Mipiya Kabbalah, they have a tradition from Dairi Dairis that this is the din, and the Zokan Mamre was just born yesterday. He comes up, he publishes a new collection, Shabbos and Shivas, a young guy, and he disagrees with the Bezna Godel. So he restricts it, that's the only case. And Rav Loza extends it all the way the opposite. Even if the Zokan Mamre has the Kabbalah, Ish Mipi Yish Ad Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Bezna Godel made it up from thin air, the Psak. Even in such a case, the Emina Kotz Ala Kotz, the opposite. So Gemara says, Toshma, we're going to prove which opinion we should accept. What was the rationale for Rav Loza's disagreeing with Rav Kahane? So he says, the reason why, in order not to be Marba Machlok is Bisrol, in order to have a central authority. So that's what prompted Rav Loza to disagree. They should have machlokes himself. That's what prompted him to disagree with Rav Kahane. So the Gemara quotes a brisa that is a serious consideration. The whole purpose of the Zokan Mamre is Kadesh Liyabra Machlokes Bisrael, not to undermine the authority. So since the brisa emphasizes that and gives a din based on that, Kadesh Liyabra Machlokes Bisrael, so it seems to indicate that Rav Loza is more correct than Rav Kahane. That's the Gemara. Toshma Dom Rav Yoshio. He heard from a certain Tana, three dinim. He himself was a Tana, Rabbi Yoshia. So he says he heard three dinim, where you allow mechila. What are the three cases? Bal shamochal al kinui, kinui mochal. If you have kinui, you stira. So the woman becomes a soita asur al bala. If you only have stira, the Gemara says in the first parak in Ksubis that malki mala yichud vein oisim mala yichud. If someone violates a din of yichud, so you give makas mardas. But you don't ask an eshesish lebailo if you just had yichud alone. You have to have first kinui, and then stira. Yichud alone doesn't ask. That's the pasuk in the chumash. You need kinui stira. Kinui eshishtai, and then you have an istira. You have to have both kinui stira. So what happens if the baal was mekane leishtai? And then later on, the baal realizes, what am I, crazy? I'm paranoid. What am I starting off? My wife is a tzadekis. I'm a meshuganess. So he apologizes to his wife, and he says, forget about it. I went to my psychologist, he gave me my pills, and I'm happy now. You can meet with anybody you want, I'm not choshed anymore. He's moichel on the kinui before she does the stira. Taisus here has a shver of art. Taisus says, kinui yamochel, the bottom taisus, kodim shenimchaku ha-megillah. Only before they erase the megillah. But if they already erased the megillah, then it's too late. Nimchaku ha-megillah is a mishnah, that's a different thing. If she says any shoysa, so if she says any shoysa kodim shenim chakam gila, we say, okay, goodbye and good luck. But if they already were moichik the Megillah, they already wrote the Megillah Sota, they already were mashbiah her, then they wrote the Megillah Sota, then they erased it already. Then she says, any shoysa, I don't want to drink. So then it says, you force her to drink, unless she's prepared to admit that she nitma. If she says nitmesi, okay. But if she says, I'm tahira, but I refuse to drink, then you don't listen to her. After nim chakam gila. But that's not the cutoff point for this din. Rashi writes it more correct. Rashi writes, Baal Shemochal Kinui, the bottom line. Kinui Yemochal, before the stira. So, in the Imnistara, if she'll have stira after the husband was Mochal, Mavatar, and the Kinui, then Eina Neserasol. But after he already had Kinui stira, then the Baal wakes up, and then he takes his happy pills. And then he says, forget about the Kinui. So, she already became Asura al Baila. Once he had the Kinui stira. That's what it says in the Gemara and Saita. Baal Shemachal Kinuya, Kinuya Machal is only Kodem Stira. But Lacha Stira is not. That's what the Achronim ask on Taisus. Taisus is very shver. Taisus says the Baal can still be Mochal on the Kino up until Nimcha Kamagila. That's against the Gemara. The Rashi state Beferish in the Gemara and Saita, Daf Chafei. Baal can only be Mochal on the Kino up until the Stira. So he says three dinim he heard from a Tana in Yerushalayim. First din is Baal, three dinim in the Geta Mechibah. The Baal can be Mochal on the Kinoi before the Stira, and the Stira won't ask. The second din is that Bein Sora Mora. It's all up to the parents. It says if the parents bring him to the Bezdin and they want to press charges against him, then it's going to be a din of Ben Saramar. If they don't want to press charges, so there's no din of Ben Saramar. We should recommend to the parents that is as unpleasant as it is, who wants to have their own children. Everyone loves their own children, even if they're awful. Everyone loves their own children. You should try to work with the children to straighten them out. Maybe we should recommend sometimes that they should. That they should bring him to the Bezdin to give him the death penalty. But strictly speaking, then Sarma Shiratza the Imam Limchal Mechala. If they want him in Mechala up until the time that they bring him to the Bezdin HaGadol, so to the Bezdin. You don't need Bezdin HaGadol for a Ben Sarma. Up until the time they bring him to the Bezdin. So if they don't bring him, Nish is Nish. So the whole story doesn't begin. Rashi says even if they already gave him Malkus, the first time the kid steals from the parents, so the Yisro, so they give him Malkus. And then the second time he steals again, then if their parents bring him to the Bezdin, then they're going to give him Nisus. So even if they already gave him Malkus, and the kid already stolen, already ate the Basar B'yayin, and then the parents realize, but if you're going to bring him to Bezdin now, they're going to give him the death penalty. So they don't want to bring, so Nisht is Nisht. If you don't bring, so you don't give the death penalty. You don't need Mechila. It's not a Vorta Mechila. By the Baal, Shemachal HaKinoyay, he better hustle, he better hurry up to be Moichal on the Kinoi before she'll do the Stira, otherwise she'll become Asura. So he has to be Moichal on the Kinoi, he's Mevate. Over here, the parents don't have to be Moichal, they just don't bring him to Bezdin, so that's the end of the story. If they don't bring him, they don't bring him. And the third din that he held were heard from the Tana in Yerushalayim was Zalkamam, Sherat, Bezdin, Alimchalo, Moichalo also. It's at the discretion of the Bezdin HaGadol against whom he disagreed. If the Bezdin HaGadol decides they don't want to press charges against him as Nishka, that would be the simple answer on Akavi ben Malo. They were very friendly with him. And they felt it's okay. We're not going to go wrong with this. Let him disagree all he wants. Yeah, hey, look at Tana. We'll let him disagree and we'll survive. So you can say that's why they didn't give him that penalty. But then the Gemara continues. That's what this Tana Rabbi Yoshi says. However, when he met the other Tanoim, not from Yerushalayim, from a different location, Eretz Yisrael. So Ashnaim Hoduli, Al Zakamamila Hoduli. And the Zakamamila, they said, no, the Bezdin HaGadol is not permitted to be Moichel, Kedesh Aliyah Machlok is be Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Teyuftof. And the fact that the Bryce emphasizes that consideration, Kedesh Aliyah Machlok is be Yisrael, and that was the reason what prompted, that was what motivated Rav Loza to disagree with Rav Kahana and Ahmed Aleph. Even though the Zakamamri is saying Mipia Kabbalah, and they're saying Midas Atzman. So he says, still, you have to give him the death penalty, Kadesh Le'ah Machleg Yisrael. So since the Braisa quotes the Tanaim who emphasized that consideration, so it sounds like the Halacha should be like Rav Loza. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. This Shabbos is Parshas HaChodesh. Shabbos is Mevorach Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So we read the... So we read from Parshas Bayah, Chodesh HaZalachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Bechiras Am Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael were chosen as the Yam HaNivcha already from the days of Avram Avinu. From the very beginning we were chosen as the Yam HaNivcha. We live in a generation, it's uncomfortable to advertise this. We live in a country, they give equal rights to everybody. If not for the equal rights, they wouldn't let us observe our religion. They would force us to follow the majority. It's a blessed country that they have freedom of religion here. So we don't want to push our luck, so we don't advertise. But we have to not forget that we are the Am HaNivcha. The Am HaNivcha doesn't mean that therefore, since that we are the chosen people, so we have a right to get away with all the shtick, and we can cheat on income tax, and we can cheat from everybody else, and we can cheat on Anochem. That's not. Am HaNivcha means noblesse oblige, that because we are the Am HaNivcha, so we have more obligations. That's what the Novi says, Bnei Yisrael are supposed to serve as the Or Lagoy. We're supposed to serve as the light unto all the nations. When the light unto all the nations, what area? Shabbos, Kashrus, Taharas HaMishpacha is not from their mitzvahs. It's not from the Sheva mitzvahs B'nei Yisrael. It means we have to serve as the Or Lagoyim And the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Anech, we have to be medaktik more than they have to. And this concept was not invented by the Navi. The Chazal say on the first daf in Megillah, Ein Navi Rosh HaLachadish Dova Meyata. The Navim didn't invent this concept. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. The Pasuk says, V'halachta B'drochov, says in Parshas Kisova, in the middle of the Tehecheche, you have to, what do you mean V'halachta B'drochov, to imitate the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Well, you make believe as if you're God, because I'm a Shugas. You're gonna make believe that you're someone whom you are not. You're gonna crack up. You're gonna get a nervous breakdown. Balachta bedrocha means you should preserve the tzelem alakim that was implanted within you. And then the next pasuk reads, "Varo kalami haaretz." When the nations of the world will seek Yishem Hashem nikra alecha, that you have preserved, you have succeeded in preserving your tzelem alakim. The yaru mimeko, they will learn Yerushalayim from you. So the pasuk in Chumash says that we're supposed to serve as the orla goy. Baro kalami hor, it's not the way we keep Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras, we should keep that too. But the Orla Goyim is in the area of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Anech. They should see that we have succeeded in preserving the Tzelem Alkim, Shem Hashem Nigra Lecho, the Vilna Goyim, and the other Mephoshim say, Al Pipshut, the Gemara has a whole drasha, it means, but we are Tchilma Shal Rosh, the Yorubi Mecca, they will be afraid to chep us, but that's not the Pshutu Shal Mikra. So the Gro and the other Mephoshim say, Pshutu Shal Mikra means like that. Bnei Yisrael have an obligation to serve as the Orla Goy. This has been forgotten. The whole concept of Avah Nivcha has been forgotten. And the Torah tells us that we as the Avah Nivcha have a whole different form of history. Our history is L'mayla min HaTeva. Jews have forgotten. The history of the Umas Olam is a Chelek of Teva. That's why their history begins from Chodesh Tishrei, which is the Chodesh of Briyas Olam, a Tishrei Nivra HaOlam. So just like when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world in Tishrei, he instituted all the principles of physics and chemistry and biology and medicine and everything, and the whole world goes Chok Nasam Aloyavar. Chok Nasam Aloyavar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instituted Chuki HaTeva, and he himself doesn't violate these Chukim. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu instituted rules and regulations of history, and all of the history of the Umas Olam follows these rules and regulations. And if a person understands chemistry well, he can predict what reaction will occur when you mix two chemicals. If one understands history well, if he knows the Chukei HaTeva that were instituted in Sheshes Mei Bereishis and Chodesh Tishrei, he can predict what's going to happen in history as well. And the people who understand history well have predicted in advance. As opposed to the history of the Bnei Yisrael, our history begins from Chodesh Nisan, which is the Chodesh of Hanhogav L'mayla Min HaTeva, the Chodesh of Nisan. That's where the Chazal have a whole sugi, and that's not what Shem Hashem Nikra Lecho, that we have succeeded in preserving the Tzelem Elokim. They have the same Tzelem Elokim that we have. So they should learn from us how to preserve their Tzelem Elokim. The Yoru Mimeko. It's been forgotten that there's an Iker and Amun of Bechiras Yisrael.
Also, my